Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9, and we're talking to Paul Lipsky and Tom Falcone, and the company that you guys represent is called MindYoke. And we were talking about how you work with some scientific people in helping them to explain the technology that they have developed. And you were talking about actually a heart surgeon. Did you finish that thought, actually?
No. I'd love to continue.
Go ahead.
I mean, like I said, I've been doing 3D animation now since the mid-80s. And a lot of my peers, they enjoy working in Hollywood, working in advertising. For some reason, I guess it's that little geek in me, but I love science. And whenever I can learn something about what I'm animating, I'm so much happier. And I think that's what we bring to our clients at MindYoke. We really understand the science. So in the past, I've worked with the American College of Cardiology. And this is in Washington, D.C., and their responsibility is to create training material for heart surgeons. And we were creating an animation. I worked with a medical illustrator, how to insert catheters into the heart. And obviously, if they did it wrong, you know, someone's going to get hurt. So they had to fly up these heart surgeons from Atlanta to sit with me at the computer to make sure that the animations I was creating were very, very accurate. I've also done work for National Institutes of Health and, you know, new cutting-edge research that they wanted to present.
Can this also be adapted to remote surgery by computer?
What you're talking about is this new tech. It's not really new, but augmented reality. I love that term. And yes, they're doing it now. When you go into some different surgical procedures are done where a doctor doesn't have his hands on the actual equipment. He has his hands on two pieces of haptic computer equipment where he gets, you know, feedback on his hands, and there are actual devices inside you that are doing the actual surgery.
Well, what controls do you have over the error possibility? Is that just the skill of a surgeon? And that's it.
Yeah, I would say I'm getting a little bit out of my comfort zone. I understand this technology, and it's very exciting. But I couldn't tell you the actual details of it. When it comes to MindYoke, I would say we do work with these types of people, but not to what you're talking about, not to this augmented reality part.
Because if I'm an astronaut and I'm in a space ship, and all I got is, you know, the guy who runs the engines, and he has to do a surgery on me, I'd like to know that this thing's all programmed out so he can't screw it up.
The technology is getting so sophisticated. Augmented reality, and there's all different aspects, not just medical, but augmented reality is a very, well, look at drones. Drones is a form of augmented reality. There's somebody sitting in front of a computer somewhere flying a plane hundreds of thousands of miles away. Same concept. It's an augmented reality. That person in front of that computer, you know, has the vision of what that plane is seeing, but they're not there.
So tell me more about some of the projects that you've done and how that would be interesting to this audience that I'm...
Great. You know what?
And believe me, there's a lot of them. There's probably 10.
Well, I was thinking 11.
And they're all related to me.
I was thinking 11, so, you know, you kind of surprised me.
But that doesn't bother me. It's just the hate mail. so anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
Well, now that I've thrown you off your track, you know.
Because you segued for me. I am very, very excited about some technology that's coming out, and I've become self-appointed proselytizer for this new technology called WebGL. And if you haven't heard about it, you will. And I've already done some presentations on Long Island about it. I've gotten clients using it right now. And what it is, basically, in its simplest form, it allows our browser on the computer to bypass the CPU and talk directly to something called our display card. Now, why is that important? It just means that you are going to see the most exciting 3D inside our browsers in the next couple of years that will blow everybody's mind.
Before we go on, I want to say something to Tom. Tom, you do the publicity for this organization, for this...
sales and marketing.
Sales and marketing. And do you get all this?
Well, to be honest, I've only met Paul approximately, 2 months ago?
Yep.
3 months ago. And I'm learning as I go along. In fact, what brought me into this is the fact I found it fascinating.
Yeah.
In terms of the technology, what its capabilities are. And one other major point, and I see it, and every time he talks, is companies, so many companies, whether it's companies or he was just talking about the medical profession, the possibilities are endless. It is in companies all across the United States and all across Long Island, they all have marketing programs. They're all trying to develop products. They're all trying to get it out there and sell those different products. But when you see what 3D technology can really do, it's amazing.
Yeah, but it's a physical thing that you're trying to project. It's not something that, let's say, an insurance man could use, is it?
No, you'd actually be surprised. Insurance men have websites. Maybe they have an insurance service that is hard to explain. It takes, 20 seconds that nobody wants to give them the 20 seconds. So they go to the website and they're off. They're not reading anything. But yet you put a 5-second animation that explains why their insurance is better than somebody else's, you've caught their attention.
Paul has done work for so many companies that are household names, whether it's Johnson & Johnson or it's just so many companies. And when you see their product and what he's created in 3D, that product just comes to life in a way that has never come to life before.
Well, I'm telling you, I will tell you, I'm a little frustrated because I'm trying to imagine some of the things that you do. And since this is in television,
right,
and we don't have clips, it's a little hard. And, I'm hoping that the people listening to it, it's meaningful too,
I understand. And that's why you give me 3.5 seconds of your time and you type in the name of my company in your browser. And I promise you, in that 3.5 seconds, I will have planted a seed in your mind with exactly what we do.
That's a good thing.
Expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
We got 2 minutes before this segment's over.
Okay, very quickly. Here's my philosophy, right? I believe that everybody has this incredible, fertile farmland in our minds for planting ideas. Everybody, we want exciting stuff. You're excited about science. So am I. Tom has lots of things he's interested in. I know he loves Volvos, but how do you plant that seed? The white noise out there of commercials, of different things that just overwhelm us. Where there's white noise, we can't get through. I only have, or anybody who has a brand or a service or an idea, we only have 2-3 seconds to plant that seed of understanding to the point where someone wants to learn more.
Mm.
That's what I can do. And it doesn't happen overnight. We have to listen, get all the meanings, figure out what it is that you're actually trying to sell. What is your story and how can I tell it visually? But I know you give me 3.5 seconds. I promise I'll let you figure it out, and I'll also let your potential clients figure it out.
By going to your website and seeing what you do.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, Paul, as I was
what is your website?
It's mindyoke.com, and I'll spell it MINDYOLK.com.
Well, and how long have you been at this?
I've been doing this since the mid-80s. MindYoke has been really in business, incorporated since 2007.
This is Ernie Fazio. I've been talking to Paul Lipsky and Tom Falcone on their company, MindYoke, and the things that they can do. This is Earnestly Speaking. This is Long Island News Radio 103.9.